wonderful to see the voices of the general public have actually been listened to. And obviously all Gary really wanted was an opportunity to negotiate the new lease, which he now has. So fingers crossed, when they do have the discussions, it will be productive and they will come out of it with the ability to continue trading.
Which is fabulous. And have you been pleased with the amount of signatures, you've received on the petition?
Absolutely blown away, to be honest. I set the Facebook page up initially, and someone said to me, "Oh, well, where do I sign?" And I thought, "Oh, I haven't got anywhere for you to sign." So I went on to change.org, and I haven't set up a petition before, so I wasn't sure how it would go. But yeah, to get over 2,000 signatures within, I think, a week. Was an absolutely fantastic response, and again, testament to all the hard work that Gary and his family put in, and how passionate Harbour locals are about supporting business.
It's fantastic, and I know Gary's really happy to at least just have the opportunity to discuss things, and obviously they seem like they're going to go in the right direction.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, I think, it's the boost that they need to just have the opportunity to talk to the Canal and River Trust, and I think everybody's just really rooting for them that the conversations that they have and the discussions that they have are positive, and that they come out with an agreement that works for everybody.